That'll be dope.
Yeah, I'm excited.
We gotta hear more about the progress of that on a later podcast.
The minute Morgan gets of age, I want to get him biopsies.
Yeah,
because I don't think he's human. So
yeah,
pretty sure he's Martian.
Wait, which person is that?
My 14-year-old.
The 14-year-old
squats 506 and.
Yeah. You heard that right.
14 years old, squatting 500 pounds.
And I cut him
like
off.
A weightlifting.
It's not his
high bar.
That's
because I.
What do you think he can push right now? What if you let him go?
550.
Oh.
I think he'll be well. I think he'll hit, you know, easily 600 by the end of the year without me, like, at a 8 RPE.
This right here, this is a great way to start this whole talk off, by the way. This is exactly why me and Andy want to do a weightlifting seminar with you. Like,
yeah.
You are like the guy when it comes to, especially in my opinion, like coaching younger athletes.
My
you just
favorite.
Make young guys so freaky strong. You got a 14-year-old that's squatting 500 pounds. You got Nathan Damron, he's squatting over six.
Seven
now.
Yeah.
Seven. See, it just keeps going up by hundreds of pounds.
Yeah.
And you watch Nathan go too, and it looks like he's in an RPE 7 the whole time too.
You know,
he's
like
not
he's
even training.
Lifting hard.
I've squatted over 800 raw.
Right.
And when I watch Nathan, I'm amazed. I can just get caught up, and I'm not gay, but I get so caught up in watching him squat.
Yeah.
It's just like he moves weight like I've never seen it before. Like he'll take 600 pounds, and it's not that he's doing 600. I've seen plenty of that. It's the way he does it.
Yeah.
It looks like he's doing an air squat.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been coaching him for?
3 years now.
And all that progress, all that strength, and he's healthy
when
still?
When Nathan got to me, I could out front squat his back squat. And now I just I lifted a different time. So it was like,
I don't want to be embarrassed.
Yeah, and so it's been cool. I think the biggest piece of the puzzle that a lot of coaches are missing is that we have a lot of fun. You know,
yeah.
It's not like I don't try to pretend I'm a Polish coach or that I'm some Bulgarian coach. We have fun. We're Americans, and Americans are silly, and we won't have fun, and that's what we have a good time.
Yeah, yeah. So. All right, man, let's dig in real quick just so the audience has context as to why we're sitting here talking about weightlifting. So, of course, I'm Doug Larson, owner of Barbell Shrug, longtime podcast host, and longtime weightlifter. I've been doing weightlifting and strength conditioning for essentially my whole life, but weightlifting specifically I've been doing for over 20 years now. Dr. Andy Galpin, I'll let you introduce yourself. Is to my left.
Yeah, that's my intro. That's who I am. So I'm a scientist. I run the Center for Sport Performance at Cal State Fullerton, which means I do research and science on sport performance. So
expert gangster muscle physiologist, real scientist.
Yep. And
just nominated for Young Scientist of the Year, but you have to respectfully decline that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Why?
But very cool to be offered that.
Yeah.
Because he's tenured.
I got too many awards too soon.
Oh really?
So yeah.
Poor Andy.
Got to Andrew.
Yeah.
Then, of course, Travis Mash, go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm the head weightlifting coach for Mash Elite Weightlifting.
World record holder, right?
World record holder.
And I will say this for Andy. He's our go-to. All the great weightlifting coaches, it's our go-to is Andy as far as making sure we're doing the right thing. So we have theories, and Andy's like, that's stupid or not stupid. So
yeah. Well, and you didn't say this about yourself, but I'll go ahead and say, like, you're one of the best weightlifting coaches in the country.
Yeah.
Fucking
my
hands
athletes,
down easily.
Well, I can say this: my athletes are the best athletes in the country. So
yep. You've got a lot.
There you go.
You had a ton of people at Worlds.
You're the most
games.
Athletes at Worlds, right?
We had three at Worlds, so yeah. We had the most. This year so far, we've qualified two for the Pan Ams, senior Pan Ams, two for youth Pan Ams, and one of them, the 14-year-old Morgan McCullough, which we were talking about earlier, he is the number one youth in the country at 14 already. So. Yep.
And you're the one that turned us on to Harrison last year. You said, watch out for this kid at Worlds. Like, he's going to do something.
I foreshadowed that kid, but I've been foreshadowing it. He's got a great coach, Kevin Simons, who is he's in weightlifting. He's my go-to. Like, I think if I were to die, my athletes are all to go to him because he's brilliant. But, yeah, he's just steadily brought Harrison along. Working on technique, getting him stronger, full body.
Yeah.
And it shows. He's like, Harrison's a
I would say collectively we got to have 70 years of weightlifting experience probably. I'm just going to guess you're Trav. Well, no, you're a little bit newer. I mean, how many years have you been lifting?
I have been since I was 11 is when I started doing weightlifting. So I'm 40, about to be 45. Because
you were weightlifting, then powerlifting, then back to weightlifting, right?
Correct. You know, I came up in a high school. We were lucky back in the day. Where we did I guess they called it powerlifting, but it's clean and jerk, squat, bench, deadlift. Mm. So I started, most of the movements right away, and then went to college, played football at Appalachian. When we had a gosh, it was great coaching. We were way ahead of our time. Yep. So we did snatching, clean jerking as we were playing football. And then I went to the Olympic Training Center, then back to then the powerlifting. So.
Yeah. Right on.
So a lot of experience between the three of us.
For sure. We got tons of experience. So we want to do a seminar together. We've wanted to do this for a long, long time.
For a long time.
And we just haven't put it together until now. We're finally doing it. You got a gangster new gym setup that I have not personally been to yet that I'm very excited to to come out and check out. Have you been over there?
No, I'm dying to, though.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
I've seen the photos. It looks fantastic. So we're going to do the seminar at your place. It'll be weightlifting focused. You know, you have the biggest vision for what's going to happen there. I'm there to help out. I love to teach mechanics and technique,
and movement,
especially
yeah.
the details that yeah. go into it. Like, everyone knows like the basics of keep your back tight, keep your hips down, and, yeah. and whatever. Like, that's all like known.
Right.
Where I really shine is like looking at taking someone who has like a mobility restriction or an extreme body type. Like, oh, you got really long arms and an actually really long torso all at the same time, and you know. Based on your specific situation, you can make this little tweak here, this little tweak there, and everything's that much better. Like, I like making those very specific changes for very specific body types or very specific yeah. people based on their situation.
Yeah.
And that's something that, you know, I didn't get really good at until I'd been weightlifting for 10, 15, and now 20 years,
yeah.
you know, coaching a lot of athletes, working with a lot of people, to be able to see those little nuances when I watch a beginner coach, I can see that they – don't know. They just know to say the basics. And so I'm excited to help teach technique. But what do you want to cover on this seminar on your end?
I think it's going to be fun because we're going to cover everything from A to Z, what it takes to go from I don't know anything to, like, I'm going to compete my first day. And that involves, like, you know, progressions of how do you teach – how do you start someone out? Like, I mean, from square one, they don't know anything. Two, you know, once they start out, then Doug is, like, covering the nuances, you know, all to programming – all to here's what to expect at competitions, all to what to expect when you're on the stage, everything.
Yeah.
Everything from A to Z. And so Andy is going to tell you the science of it all and say why this is right. So.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And as well as, you know, I'm an educator for a living. So one of the things that I'm very good at is okay, you have all this information, but let's put this in a format that's digestible and usable.
Right.
And so that's really what I'm excited is to take all the information that you two have and help people put systems in a place that allows them to use this multiple times and to make sure that this is something they can build on and action steps. So that's the part. And then, again, adding some science for those people that are interested.
Yeah, I can't wait to, like, get in there and, like, you know, you take someone and you break them down and you have, you know, someone in it. Let's say that someone is having trouble getting pulled forward at the beginning of a pull,
yeah.
which is, I think, the most common mistake. Mm-hmm. Teaching a young coach or a young athlete, what do you do about that? I can
yep.
tell you, here's where most coaches make a mistake. They tell you, hey, you're getting pulled forward. No shit.
Yep.
I know I'm getting pulled forward. What do I do about that?
Yeah.
So, you know, to give you not only some good cues to use, but also some good, you know, movements to use to strengthen your position off the floor. It's going to be fun because, like, you should walk away from there a much better coach.
And
you can take it back and apply it.
I haven't worked with nearly as many high-level weightlifters as you have, Trap, but with my weightlifting club, I started at Cal State Fullerton. Almost everyone there is a beginner.
Right.
And so this is something I've dealt with for many, many years now. I've got a lot of experience going, okay, you've never tried this before. From both the young coach and the young athlete's perspective, I've watched a lot of our young coaches do things, and I'm like, okay, we can do this better. And we can communicate things better. We can simple tactics and teaching tips like that can really enhance a young coach's progress. And the common mistakes, like you're saying, that young coaches make,
mm-hmm.
we've seen a lot of those. So whether you're an athlete or a coach, we've got a little bit for beginners.
I can't wait to teach, too, like how to, you know, how do you communicate with your athletes? I mean, I'm so excited to communicate that.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one thing I think that the advantage I have, you know, like coaches like Sean Waxman, he's brilliant. Like, when it comes to biomechanics, he's unbelievable. But, like, I think an advantage I have over other coaches is I can communicate so well with those athletes, and I can find out what's really aggravating, causing them stress in life and, like, deal with that too. There's so much to coaching that people don't. It's not just about I can teach snatch and clean and jerk. If it were only about that, I would not be winning so easily.
Mm-hmm.
It's about so much more. It's about how do you take an athlete, see their strengths and weaknesses, and, like, convince that athlete that they're as good as you see. You know, like, a lot of athletes just don't know. I look at it like an athlete. Let me give you an example of what I'm saying. A guy, Derek Bryant, he just moved to me.
Mm-hmm.
He's only been lifting 6 months. I'm telling you guys right now, that dude is on Team USA this year. And he had no idea he was capable. And I'm like, Derek. So he just moved. He just after Junior Nationals, he literally went home, packed his bag, and drove to my gym, moved there, got a job, got an apartment. He's committed. And I'm telling you right now, that dude makes Team USA this year. But getting being able to convince him that he's as good as you know he is, that's the magic. Because right now he didn't know. He was just lifting weights, man.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm saying, no, you're going to be way more than just a weightlifter. You're going to be Team USA this year.
So, yeah. There's a guy at our gym back in Memphis who he has, like, the perfect mechanics for weightlifting. He has super short legs and super short arms and a crazy long torso. He cannot bend over when he squats. he has to squat with the most vertical torso. And when he does squat, it's like a 6-inch range of motion.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, dude. Like, and he's like, but he's like 15 or something like that.
That's
like,
awesome.
And he has no idea, like, the advantages that he naturally has.
Yeah.
And, like, I've told him multiple times, like, I'm not blowing smoke up your ass. Like you have something that most people don't have. Like, this is very special, the setup anthropometrically, like, your proportions are so perfect for weightlifting. And he's like, oh, thanks. And I'm like, does he get it? I don't think he gets it. He doesn't understand that, like, I'm not just being nice to him.
I know of a good coach that 15-year-old could turn to, though.
Yeah, for sure.
The recruiting process starts.
He's not that far from him.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell him to come out.
Be like Morgan's 100%. Whole family up and they uprooted and moved.
No way.
Yeah, the whole family moved so he could train with me. Mm-hmm. Things are changing in America. Thank God. The whole point of getting into weightlifting was, like, I wanted to change the mentality of Americans about weightlifting. They're starting to see there's advantages. CJ and Harrison are both making over six figures as 17-year-old weightlifters.
Yeah.
And there's college scholarships. There's opportunities if you're really good, just like any other sport.
Right.
Now people just don't know. And so they're starting to find out. And so they're like, well, it's worth, you know, making a few changes to, you know, help the kid reach their potential.
So in your opinion, who specifically would get the most out of attending this conference? Who is this for? You know,
coaches? Either or, because, you know, a lot of athletes, unfortunately, don't have coaches. So, like, you definitely need to come because you're going to have to coach yourself, you know. So, like, you need to be there. Coaches need to be there, both. And so, strength and conditioning coaches could do it, you know, just to learn all the nuances of weightlifting. Because if you want to teach snatch and clean and jerk, you darn well better know how to teach snatch and clean and jerk. Otherwise, you're not getting any of the benefits of it, and you're actually setting your athletes up for injury. But if you learn the proper steps, the proper processes, those now snatch and clean and jerk is applied directly to your sport. Mm-hmm. They're going to jump higher, run faster, be more explosive, rate of force development goes up. All those good things happen there.
Yeah. Right.
Well, because of that, too, it is a skill set that if you have as a young coach, that sets you apart.
Right.
Because so many don't have that. If you have that experience, if you have that talent, that is one more thing in your belt that makes you more valuable. And you can do things that other people can't have. So even if you are remotely considering that, and you're like, well, I'm not going to compete or train anybody that's going to compete, that's a skill set that's going to get you that other internship, that other placement, that other client, because
that's
now you can have the basics there. And, you know, unlike most people, Doug and I don't know about you, Trav, but we had to learn this whole stuff on our own, basically.
Yeah.
Like, we had to learn through failure, and we had to break things and do things wrong for a lot of years until we got it figured out. There was nothing like this available
when we
were coming up.
My first weightlifting coach was 2-time Olympian Wes Barnett.
Oh.
So, but I moved – well, let me rephrase that. Of course,
you don't know what it's like, Travis.
In high school, we did, you know, we did clean and jerks. We didn't do snatches.
Right.
And we learned kind of okay technique. College was better. Mike Kent, who's he was the head strength and conditioning coach at Florida for the longest time until the whole – yeah, you know, they all got fired.
Yeah.
So he did pretty good. But then my first real weightlifting coach was Wes Barnett. And
nice.
So I learned from who I consider the best weightlifter of all time in America. So my second weightlifting coach was Dragomir, bronze medalist.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I was
team
lucky.
Coach, yeah.
But I had to do that, though. I would have had to do like you guys. But I uprooted my whole life and drove 23 hours.
So if you don't want to have to uproot your whole life and move.
Come to the seminar.
But you want to come to a seminar.
I promise it'll be way cheaper.
Yeah. No kidding.
Well, and also, like, a lot of people, they hear seminar and they think, like, okay, we'll be sitting in chairs and watching PowerPoints and that type of thing. Like, that's not what's happening here. Like, I suppose we could call it more of like a workshop. It's just like a multi-day workshop where, I mean, you're gonna have a barbell in your hand. You're gonna be working on your technique. You're gonna be sweating. Like, you know, at times you're gonna be lifting. You're actually gonna be lifting heavy. It's not just gonna be PVC pipe work and the whole deal. Like we want to get after it. We want to have a good time. We actually want to lift weights. Like, we all do this because we like lifting weights. So let's fucking lift some weights.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there'll be some classroom time, but you know what you'll do is you'll learn and then let's go do it.
Yeah.
Learn and let's go do it. So.
And I don't know how many opportunities people have ever had to have critique and help on their clean and jerk and their snatch from somebody who's coached this many world team members.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
At a price point that's not, you know, 8 months mortgage.
Or think so. About this. Or like you, Andy, or you don't have to go to Cal State Fullerton and spend thousands and thousands of dollars on an education. You get you for 2 days.
Put it this way. There is a very, very long waiting list
to
get into any of our programs.
Yep.
And you get to cut that whole thing and get right to the jam. And you don't have to take 2 years of prereqs and
none of that
other crap to get in.
Pass any boards, none of that mess.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Get to walk right in.
Yeah.
Get the good stuff, too.
Right on. So where's your gym at, Travis?
It's in Louisville, North Carolina, right beside of Winston-Salem. This is the big city. Louisville's a small little town outside.
And that's on the East Coast, right?
East Coast, North Carolina.
North Carolina. So,
yeah. It's one of those states that's somewhere between Wisconsin.
I tell you what it is. It's beautiful. You guys
it is beautiful out there.
Make a vacation.
I've been to the Mass Strength Spectacular.
Yeah.
I know how beautiful it is out there.
Yeah. So, you know what? You guys come. Maybe we'll do a little thing on the farm, too, at nighttime.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
So what's the airport they would fly into?
They could do either Greensboro. You could really do Greensboro, Charlotte, or Raleigh. You know, so it's like, you know, Greensboro is the closest. You know, Raleigh and Charlotte are both about an hour and a half away. So, but Greensboro is real close. Yeah. So.
Okay. And we haven't actually locked down the date. We did lock down the date, and then we realized that after weeks of locking down the date that it was the same
what
weekend as the weightlifting national championships, which we obviously can't go to because me and Andy have so many athletes competing that weekend.
Hey, you know, I do have one. So,
look,
Doug, you're just
I want our audience
poser.
To know. I want our audience to know I chose that date. And I'm the weightlifting coach. And it wasn't me that discovered the day was wrong. It was Doug.
Yeah.
It's a major fail.
The only one
part.
Without an athlete there.
That's right.
Doug.
He's like, hey, isn't the weightlifting national championships that weekend? Darn.
So we're currently in the process of rescheduling, so we're not going to say the date here on this recording. But of course, by the time this posts on the page for the seminar, all the information logistically, like, you know, the dates and the times and, you know, airports, hotels, we'll get put all that on the site.
It'll be summer 18, though.
Yeah, ish. Summer 2018, and it will be at Travis's place, so at least you know the location, and you can start to get prepared. So.
And we'll have hotel information, all that stuff, arrangements, and Travis will come pick you up
we
personally.
Already have.
Yeah.
I will. My athlete's mine.
It's a big pickup truck. You can go in the back of it.
Yeah. So, don't mind the hay in the back. Yeah. Just get out of the way.
And you can get signed up on Travis's website, mashelite.com. Do you know the specific webpage for the sign-up page?
It'll be on masterelite.com/seminars. So
seminars, perfect. Yeah. Cool. If you want to come, we'd love to have you there. It'll be super, super fun, and we'll hang out, and lift some weights.